Welcome to The Morning Scroll. I'm Rabbi Dina Cowens from Mishkan Chicago, and you're listening to what will be a quick dive into this week's Parsha. If you've been meaning to brush up on your Jewish literacy or you're looking for some inspiration, you've come to the right place. This week, we read Parshat Chukat, the Laws, which starts out kind of Leviticus-y, but gets juicier with narrative as we go. We'll start with a brief recap. We learn a bunch of laws of purity relating to dead body, which requires purification with the ashes of a red heifer. Then Miriam dies, and the people start wailing about a lack of water. God tells Moshe and Aaron to take a staff, gather their people in front of a rock, and ask the rock for water. They do this, except instead of asking the rock, Moshe strikes the rock. The rock does start gushing water, but God is pissed that he hit it instead of talking to it, and punishes them by saying that they will not enter the land of Israel. Moshe sends a message to the Edomites asking to pass through peacefully, but the king of Edom says, "No, you cannot," so the Israelites have to go around. They arrive at Mount Hor, where Moshe, Aaron, and Aaron's son Eleazar ascend the mountain. Aaron takes off his high priest clothes, his son Eleazar puts them on, and Aaron dies. The Israelites stay there and mourn for 30 days. While they're mourning, the Amalekites sneak up on them and attack the camp, but the Israelites pray to God for help and are victorious. Then they're back to kvetching about the manna, so God sends serpents into the camp, which kill lots of people. Moshe prays on their behalf to God, then makes a copper serpent and places it on a pole. Anyone who has been bitten looks at it and is healed. The Parsha concludes with an interspersed record of battles the Israelites won against different tribes and a sort of victorious war poem about their victories. So there's no shortage of commentary on this Parsha about what happened and why Moshe got the punishment he did or why he struck the rock instead of speaking to it. What is missing is Moshe's reaction. He doesn't say anything about it in this Parsha. He just moves on to the next thing. Does he not care? Eventually, we will hear Moshe beg and plead with God to reverse the punishment, but at the moment, we don't hear him react at all, which might seem kind of surprising, but I think it's actually very human and a good leadership lesson. Sometimes we need to sit with big news for a little while before we can react to it, or we might need a chance to react again because what we do in that moment doesn't necessarily reflect how we really feel. We might feel pressure to respond in the moment to everything that happens to us, but Moshe teaches us that it's okay, maybe even admirable, to take some time to process before we do anything else. He was focused on the people in that moment, on meeting their needs as much as possible, and he seems to know that his relationship with them and God wasn't over if he didn't respond right then. For this, I want to offer him a blessing and invite each of you to share in that blessing as well. The world is fast-paced. It can feel like everything is changing so big and so quickly. To be able to take time and craft a thoughtful response is a blessing. And by doing so, you are creating blessings for those around you. I'll see you next week.